And it is just after 6 o'clock p.m. We'll call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Please silence cell phones and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Brennan?
Here.
Lisbon?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
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 And we have quorum with 5 of 5 present. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
I have the motion from Millie and the second from Fran to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. We have an agenda. The first item is the consent agenda. I have 18 items for consideration. Are there any items for separate consideration?
Make the motion to approve items 1 through 18.
Second. Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Bethany for the second to approve consent items 1 through 18. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Those are approved. Okay, perfect. We'll move next into special presentation. We do have 4 this evening, as well as a full panel of business. I think I've touched base before. The goal is for about a 5 up to 10 minute presentation with a few minutes after for questions. I know Paz has a few more slides than that, but we will give everything due diligence, but keep it moving. So first up, Washington High School FFA presentation on farm ground. If you don't mind coming to the front, you're welcome to use this table to set things on, but the microphone here will project to everyone joining virtually. So come on up. And you should be allowed to share your screen. I gave it permission a moment ago. And I can see it on my screen. It'll just take a second for the other screens because that's just how it's going tonight.
There we go.
Yeah. Yep, that is perfect.
So we are the Land Lab, Washington FFA Land Lab for 2022. So we'll take a minute just to introduce ourselves. I'm Jane Sheets.
I'm Gabby Ryan.
I'm Laura Lubetsky.
I'm Will Gabby.
So we started our year by filling out applications where we answered questions about why we wanted to be involved and what we wanted to do for our involvement. Those were then reviewed by Mr. Clow, our advisor, and everyone was selected. And then we started a little bit late this year. We started in March, which if you know anything about farming, is a little bit delayed than normal planning periods. But yeah.
After that, all three elected officers, I was the president, and I was the secretary, and Jay Chief from the other border. I think it was that not to do that.
Awesome.
When it came to choosing our seeds, we all got together and went separate, seed places, and decided that it would be best for us to go to that seed.
We also chose to plant oats this year on some of our ground. There was a little seed for our soybeans. So we decided to switch it up and plant oats. We applied 40 pounds in that year before 2 minutes. We see that.
We also
decided
to plant oats this year. Here's some pictures of us seeding the oats. And then for corn, this is actually where we use the sage ground. We learned a lot about soil finishing, and then we use a planter where we learned about the planter, and we use fertilizer starter, which then again, we learned more about that. So it gave us the chance to learn how to operate the planter and how it works. And then after we planted, we checked the depth and spacing of the seeds. So we also got to have hands-on experience to determine what we actually were doing by running the theory through the field. And then there's some pictures.
The middle field depends on what 15-inch row drill and we've got 130,000 feet populated for the so really down all in the new place came to do the first one.
Can I interject a question about equipment, which would be whose equipment do you use? How is that sourced? And you're an ag, so is it just like a sharing operation or where, how do you decide on equipment?
So basically what you have is what you bring. So like they have the planters and stuff and tractors, and when I drop, I don't mind tractor up there, well, finishers.
Perfect.
Like if you can be all
collaboration. Yeah. Oh, great.
When we did our spraying, we did a one-pass vehicle program for our horse and then followed up with our post-grow out.
Side directing, we use 120 minutes of nitrogen. Good turns, off-range tractor, and side directing.
That's good to know as well.
Yeah.
And then here's some pictures of us sidewalking. And then throughout the year, obviously now we're in the fall, so we plan to be spring. So we harvested our oats during cotton fair, so in June. So we had a custom harvester on there that actually put combiner oats. And then we lavendaled the oat straw, which Evans is fully provided. They only sponsored for that. And then there's some pictures.
For corn harvest, we use the major head and we use the combine. And we have a labor impact. And then at the beginning of the year, we had to go to the walk to take that corn out. We had a long very good at that. And then we started to get that put it out later on. Just right.
Plugging to use a 35-foot regular head, which was divided by the pieces. When planting the seeds, we got a bun that had the combine work, and we all got the expensive one. And here's the
picture. Would you go back to the pictures for just 1 second? Just because there's so many, and that's great. They're right there.
Yeah, I can see this better.
Thank you.
So marketing, we had to market our grain with cat's grain. We learned a lot about marketing through Conservation Town, where we learned how to grain markets work and how to make appropriate sales calls.
And then eventually at the end of the year, so we went through all of our records that we had kept throughout the year. And we learned about a bunch of different accounting management skills. We had to write bills. We figured out the fundamentals of accounting, really what that meant, as well as we paid our bills in a timely manner. And everyone ended up having to fill out an AAC record book, which is our record book system for FFA, where we had to put everything into the computer to show proof of what we did and what that involved.
Awesome.
And then there's just some random pictures that we put together. And then we wanted to include pictures of our crops too. So this is our crops growing. Pictured left to right is oats, corn, and soybeans. And then this is the picture of our final crops right before we harvested them.
Good photography.
So this is all we had for you guys tonight. We really would like to say thank you to all of you for giving us the opportunity to take the time and for us to get the interaction that we have been hoping for through Land Lab. But we'd also like to ask for any other questions that you guys may have.
Council questions, can we join in giving a hand for these students? And I'd like to turn it over to council for questions, if there are any. And then in lieu of both the newspaper and radio being gone tonight, when we're done, if you guys would come up here, I'll slide over. And Chief, if you could take a photo of your presentation, it'd be great to have the newspaper and or radio talk about your presentation as well. Council, questions?
Were you pretty happy with the outcome of the crops?
I think as a whole, we were pretty happy with it. It's a student. It's a student farming operation. So obviously, it's not going to be perfect. It's a learning experience. So we weren't going into it knowing we were going to be the people with the highest yields. But overall, we were very happy with our results.
Did you have a profit, or did you just break even, or could you share that?
We had a little bit of profit, but after everything, really, by the time we split it up, it's not even. Mm-hmm.
Okay, didn't go in the hole. That's good.
Well, I think the profit is the education.
Well, yes, of course. That's what you learn.
No, that's great. I saw the picture in the combine. It looks like you had a backup human.
Which is
good. Council, are there any other questions? Well, students, if you'd like to come stand right up here, and Chief, if you don't mind taking a photo, would your advisor like to join?
I'll take a picture.
All right. Well, just like slide over, and we'll just stand behind you, and you guys can stand right here in the front around the logo. Oh, I guess if we stand, it's like more normal. We'll stand.
Okay.
I'm sure that is perfect.
All
right, thank you guys again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, perfect. And in the chat, one reporter said thank you. So we'll put him in contact if there's any questions that he has.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right, thank you guys. You are welcome to stay for the next hour and a half of our meeting, but you do not have to.
You're not entitled to.
So is the 3rd, is that a Tuesday?
Do you have an email
that I could share? It's a
meeting. Yeah. High School Commons.
Yep.
And if not, we have the email of their advisor as well. So that would be a second backup option. Because
Thank you again.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Thank you.
Good job.
Stay in farming. We need you.
Elaine, you are next up with the nuisance report. The floor is yours.
Yep. I don't have a lot to talk about tonight because, of course, the grass isn't growing and so right now I'm in snow.
Just wait.
I'm still going up and down a lot of the alleys. Yesterday, I had waited two places for trash that they had not cleaned up. And today I waited another one for a trash that they had not cleaned up in the island, so it's 3 months, 2 days. And I'm finding a lot of what we call junk vehicles, but I want to explain if some people don't understand this. A junk vehicle, when it just does not have a current license on it, and our code has that under junk vehicle. So it doesn't mean it's all beat up or engine valid. And that's really about all I have.
Thank you for the latest. Are there any questions for Elaine on nuisances? If you do have anything ongoing, you can always email Elaine or Deanna, Sally, myself. You can, but Elaine would be the one to send to, and carbon copy Deanna, but that would be the way to pass it on.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Elaine. Thank you.
Annual report of the Historic Preservation Commission is next. Is okay, there's liaison, and we have, you saw the packet, so we have that included too.
I'll just give a quick summary of what's in our packet. So the Historic Preservation Commission has 5 members. I'm our council representative on the commission. We met 4 times throughout the year, about once per quarter, and a couple of main projects were worked on this year. So one, of course, was the review of the demolition plan for the old captain's table. You know what happened with that project that proceeded, and we have a new business coming in. Another one was reviewing a cell phone tower project that's going in on East 3rd Street. And then the last one was continued work on the Woodland Cemetery shelter in the gate. And there are photos of that in the packet. If you haven't seen it in person, check out the photos, because that project was a long time in the works, with my understanding, and it really made a big improvement to the appearance of that 23. So that was quite a lot of accomplishments for the year. Looking ahead, we started talking about finding additional funding to kind of finish up the Woodland demonstrated project. That would be looking to put in doors and windows in the building there next to the beach. But we have to do conditional research on that.
Thank you for the update. Are there any questions on the Preservation Commission's annual report or the Woodlawn Cemetery project? Oh, it was great to ribbon cut the progress thus far.
Yeah, shout out to Sally for keeping that part of the community.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bethany. Our next update and report is for the Pause and More special presentation. You should also be able to share from your laptop. As you can see, it was a little funky, but I moved the mouse and then it seems to work again. It'll be fine.
Hello everyone, I'm Amber Talbot. I'm Jeffrey Ann Valentine, and board president for Pause and More, and thank you very much for having us this evening. We do want to be respectful of your time and for one, we're getting connected. Well, and I don't have anything to share yet. We're not going to go, you guys have a lot of information that was emailed to you in your packet of our campaign material. Mm-hmm. I do have hard copies of those if you are interested in that tonight. Otherwise, we're not going to go through all of those slides. We're going to chat with you, and then I've got one photo to share.
Why don't you do the hard copies for the others?
You, in your email, you said you would bring hard copies, so I did not provide them to their in the packets.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because you said you would provide them, so we didn't include it in your packet.
And not to you.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I already have.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Well, it has been a spectacularly busy year, Pause and More. And one of the things that very visual that we want to share with you right at the beginning is that we've adopted a brand new logo and color palette for Pause and More. And we asked for something bold and fresh, and we're convinced that we got it. And you can see the heart is Washington County, where our home is. And most of all, we want to start out by saying thank you for 45 years of collaboration. Believe it or not, in 2023, the Washington County Humane Society, doing business as Pause and More, turned 45 years old. So it started in 1978 when our current county supervisor, Stan Stoops, and 3 other friends got word of an animal starvation scenario outside of Brighton, Iowa. And there wasn't any organization that could reach out and provide any help. So they took leadership, filed the 501c3, and that was the birth of what currently was Pause and More. And we want to thank all of our communities and the counties who do business with us, and we've been making presentations like this, of all of our communities within Washington County and the County Board of Supervisors as well. We serve Washington County as animal control or animal food services, and we have contracts, and we're trying to establish formal contracts with all of our communities, We have a wonderful handshake agreement with all of our communities. So we wanted to throw up the organization a little bit and get to a formal written 28E contract as we enjoy with the city of Washington. We've grown as an organization from serving about 400 animals a year to last year nearly 1,000. And the need is even greater than what we can provide for at this point. You may have heard in the last few weeks, Amber's leadership, when we had an appeal from Henry County, for example, in a situation where there was no animal field services available, and an old gentleman who was doing the best thing he could, but had a situation of something like 50 cats living in his home with him, and was going into the hospital and reached out to someone to say, please feed my cat. And who is willing to coordinate with regional other shelters to help find homes and safe places for all of those cats. So I mentioned it before, I will now, if you don't walk away admiring Amber Talbot for her leadership for this community shelter, let me try again, because I missed something. If you don't recognize what she does so much with so little. What we charge all of our communities is a very modest fee for service. As you know, if you don't have animals in residence at Pottsmore, you're not paying for the ongoing utilities or the staffing. We have to have staff in there 365 days a year to feed, to medicate, to clean, and care for the animals who are in residence. But this is a wonderful, we think, a very cost-effective way for you to meet a community obligation, which you all entered into as you stood up to your role with the city council, that whether or not you agree with all the regulations and laws in the state of Iowa, you're responsible for them. And we think this is an incredible exemplar for the state of Iowa. We're a 501c3 organization that has stepped up to help an entire county to meet those obligations for animal welfare and animal control services. So we are hoping to ask our state legislature this year to also step up and help us a little bit. We'll get to that in just a moment. But we think this is an effective use of tax dollars, rather than having, for example, the city of Kelowna, the city of Washington, the city of Brighton, where Amber was last night, Riverside, where I was last night, all having an animal shelter and replicating those services. Our communities all collaborate through a 501c3 organization. What we employ is called the Human Animal Support Services Model, or HASS. That's a nationally recognized philosophy about how to run shelters in a proven, cost-effective, and animal-effective way. HASS thinks about the intersection between human health, environmental health, and animal health. And we have a dire situation, well, not as dire as we had thought, but a serious situation going on right now at the shelter. You may have heard in the last couple of weeks about warrants being served at a Washington County farm and many, many dozens of animals who have been deceased that have stacked up on that property in a very unhealthy situation. We have two dogs who were seized from that property. And Amber, she'll be able to answer questions about this when we get to that point. But I had a phone call about a week and a half ago from the state of Iowa Department of Agriculture and Public Health that some of the animals seized from the farm were positive for brucellosis, which is a dangerous disease that can pop from animals to humans. Mm-hmm. So that's right what we're talking about here, that intersection between animal and human health. So those animals had to be tested, thankfully, without mentioning that they are negative, but it had serious implications for us and how we're running the shelter. We have to evacuate the other dogs who were in there. Our staff have to wear personal protective equipment, because as we all learned from COVID, diseases don't just spread in a straight line, they explode mathematically. And so people who are working in that kind of situation are exposed to a disease before they even know it, go home, they're exposing the members of their family, who then go off the next day to their work, their school, shopping, whatever their daily activities are, and then they're exposing more and more people. So we have a responsibility, Department of Health and Department of Public Health and Department of Agriculture, to take care of situations like that to protect everyone in the community. We know that the cost model is proven to be cost effective, and it's something that Amber has been doing for the better part of 20 years intuitively before we had a fancy name for it and we just call it the cost model. Our senior leadership, that means Amber and myself, have cumulative 50 plus years in managing public budgets and managing animal shelters. So we can assure you that your dollars are in good hands. What we learned, however, in about February of this year,
from two contractors is that the foundation of our building, which as you know was not constructed in the first place to be an animal shelter, is a ceramic studio years ago. The foundation has been encroached by water so much over the decade that the cost to repair the foundation and return it fully to safety exceeds the value of the surface. So we really tried doing our homework to see if there was something we could use to stand our ground, stay in that current location that had been so meaningful to us, next to the dog park, and it just wasn't going to be fiscally responsive for us. So we're currently looking for a 3 to 5 acre lot, and we think we're formulating an offer on that. As we speak, we are committed to stewardship of public dollars. I come from a poor family myself, and as a public sector CEO, I knew very well that every dollar that comes to us through donations or through taxes, I mean, some little kid somewhere is going to have bread and gravy for dinner tonight, and they're not going to get a new pair of shoes. So that's the way we approach our public budget, is the stewardship and responsibility, trying to make careful investments. In terms of our new building, then, we're focusing on these three words: durability, safety, and efficiency. And if we keep those top of mind, we'll make good decisions about constructing the new building. Some of our requirements in our building come to us from public law and regulation. We must air exchange 15 to 25 times per hour. I will share with you that I was at Mercy Hospital last weekend with a dear friend in the emergency room. Their signs say they have to exchange air 5 times an hour. So the regulations for animal shelters are even higher than the emergency room for humans. We have to maintain effective drainage. That means pouring lots of concrete, which, as you know, is an expensive building material. We need to make sure that the toxins go down and away rather than splashing around, for example. We currently have no safety or storm shelter for our people, and we want to definitely address that. And it's not only for our folks, it's for the members of the public who come to visit us frequently. We're looking at cost reduction through renewable energies, that means Green Street standards for the state of Iowa, public funding, and we are looking for public funding from the state as well. When we want to look for long-term stability in our new building, as I shared with your mayor and with the city administrator, I don't want my grandchildren's generation to go through this again. They'd rather build the second 100 to 150 years. So we want a good, durable building. We need to expand our capacity. As I shared with you, we sometimes get calls for help from the wise via something Henry County, and in addition, just within Washington County, sometimes we really are the first thing I've seen. We currently have no garage in which to store our van or to unload frightened animals. And we certainly have inadequate storage. Some of you might know that we share storage in the local basement of the funeral home. So we don't have enough storage for our own things. All of these things, we think, add up to an effective ROI. We build for a long time, we build durable, we build efficient, and we build safe. That will be a good public return on investment. We know that the Fort Madison shelter is currently building and it's costing about $300 per square foot. And that meets up with other regions we have done, that these are some of the most expensive because of the deployment. Our total target, and that was when we were planning on 8,000 square feet, is about 2.9 million in feet for us. We can show you the very first iteration. It's a snapshot from our design team. But it's looking as though we may have to go more about 11,000 square feet, and that would include our garage. And this is showing what it would look like. So at the very bottom of the map, where you see the word VEST, period, that stands for vestibule. We got that information for your own building. If they have an air lock vestibule, both for environmental reasons, and still getting still escape when the fourth person is walking into the building. But this gives you an idea. We're not looking to build something extremely huge, but something that's effective. And following Amber's leadership, our goal is to get animals into homes, into foster care, or into adopted pets, rather than warehousing them, in a three or four. We're open to
questions. Beautiful rendering on the vein of who's done your rendering and your logo work and assisted with some of your marketing materials. I'm just curious who you've had assist, because it's great to see the rendering, and it's great to see your logo updated, but still kind of tying with the other one. Who helped with your graphic design and other stuff?
I am so happy to tell you that it was a young woman named Mo O'Donnell, who was a high school student, and cool. She's the daughter of one of our board members. And she did it for a very nice gift certificate from the coffee house in Kelowna.
That's reasonable.
It's amazing, yeah. And we have had some professional volunteer help, but all of our design work is being done for free. We don't have to volunteer. We're very talented. Our architectural team is with Streamline from Iowa City. So we interviewed three organizations, well, one pro practitioner and then two firms. And we just felt like this was really the best fit for us. I was so excited when we got that nod. But they're also cost effective. So Newman and Munson, which is a wonderful firm, we're going to charge 9% only for architectural fees. But Streamline collaborates with Axiom, and our 8.5% fee will cover all of our engineering needs as well.
Very good. Council, other questions for Dr. Valentine or Amber? You each have the capital campaign material. I anticipate this will be something you become more and more familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a specific location that you are thinking of?
So there's been conversations with Deanna and myself. Mm-hmm. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but okay. You know, the development of our area southwest of town
right.
could be a possibility. There's also requirements in the covenants with infrastructure repayments and some things to work on that aren't ready to come to council yet. But that's a very good question.
Thank you. And thank you for your assistance. Our realtor is hopefully working on the terms that we provided for her. So usually we have something hopefully bring everything to not get a great answer.
Mm-hmm. So as soon as it's ready for council, it'll come to you.
All right.
Yeah. Other questions?
Thank you for back up to all the campaign materials that you have are also, this is all volunteer by the mother of the individual that designed the new logo. So they have a design skills within their family. So it was all definitely volunteer, which is really great.
Would you hold up the new logo
again?
There was a great photo that I had, and then it went away since I'm helping be like the reporter tonight as well. Oh, that's perfect. No, it's great. Awesome. I think that'll work perfect. Are there any questions that I've missed? Yeah, Fran.
Your current building, what is the square footage of it?
1,000.
Really, you're going more than double.
Minimum probably doubling. This rendering represents 11,000 square feet.
Right.
This was based on some kind of ideal scenarios. There's wiggle room to go to kind of minimal scenarios and kind of get that square footage down. This is kind of the first rough rendering. So there'll be lots of changes, but we're pretty excited about it. We wanted to have an efficient facility so that it increases spare time, you know, and how we run concurrently the facility is very inefficient just because of the nature of the facility. Mm-hmm. It's not a floor drain to make such a little bit different. So but due to all the floor drain air exchange, the building is very expensive. So but we're very excited for the next chapter in our partnership continues to be high. So we're excited to share this good news with everybody.
On behalf of the city, thank you for taking the time.
Mm-hmm.
I will supply that same photo to the press since they can't be here in person. And if they need any other information, I'm sure they'll reach out.
Thank you.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you.
Sally, since it seems we're working, if you'd like this back. Murphy's Law. That and you are also welcome to stay the remainder if you'd like, but no worries. That does conclude our scheduled special presentations. We'll move next into presentation from the public for anyone that would like to address council at this time. I do believe we have Chief Lester that would like to take a moment, and I'll turn the floor over to him.
I didn't want to make Officer Burdett wait for the very end. We got work to do. So, it's time to introduce Officer Burdett to those of you that haven't met her yet. She completed her 16-week Iowa Law Enforcement Academy certification and graduated last Friday. Thanks to Deanna, Counselor Ernest, and Counselor Moore for attending that with us. That was good to have that support there. And if you check out the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy's Facebook page, you can see several pictures of her throughout the academy. She was in a lot of their photos that they took and the different things they went through. So it was a long 16 weeks, and she got through it. And she'll spend the next 6 or 7 weeks with Sergeant Alton, hoping to finish up her field training and sort of work in the street for her.
Let's give her a round. Thank you, Chief, and congratulations again, Officer Berdeca. We are still in presentation from the public, and you are also welcome to work or to stay with us for the duration. But you do not have to.
Teach a word.
All right, we'll see you soon. In presentation from the public, if there's anyone else that would like to address council, this would be the time. Has anyone else signed up to address council?
No, ma'am.
Is there anyone online that would like to address council? If so, please indicate by raising your hand or typing in the chat. Seeing none, we will move out of presentation from the public and the claims and financials. Kelsey.
All right. We'll talk about the $15,000. They've used up a lot of the spare parts over the years. If you can use the spare parts to repair it, if you can not put it down, it needs to be and it's sort of like leaky technical or TV style things that I couldn't tell from the invoice, so that would be had a little more insight. And then the other question was under street lighting. There is a repair for three or a bill for street use. And we actually had a for over a year ago this month, we had a truck bring out the light, the decorative light pole on Lane in South Iowa. And we got insurance money a year ago, and we're just now finally getting the right light pole. That was just replaced back then. So,
motion to approve claims.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion, and Fran with the second to approve claims. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And the financial report.
The general fund got $171.62 used for property tax revenue and no cost. Airport fund by $40,820 to school sales. The water fund by $55,709 to transfers. The sewer fund by $7,550 to transfers. And the sanitation fund by $32,000 to transfers. We're only the members of the revenue fund, and that's you can do the same thing that that's $2,000. And we also get a question on the monthly finances under emergency. So it's still, you can see that it started with a negative balance, but they owe us money. But then there's a bit of expense because they actually refund the health insurance costs that they've still been charging us for. So those two negatives is positive, and we have a current balance of $450. As we all know, the new institute director starts in November. So she is going to be reimbursing us for her costs. And then,
thank you for those updates. Are there any questions that remain? Not, I would look for a motion.
The motion can be removed.
Thank you, Ben, for your motion, and Isla for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Excuse me. We'll move into the new business for tonight's meeting. The first of which is mayoral affirmation of the fire department election results and the appointment of the fire chief. You can see from the memo that their elections included a motion with unanimous support of the current officers. And I don't think Brendan's joined us online, but it's my privilege to appoint the fire chief and to ask for council affirmation of those officers, if you would so do.
I move that we accept this slate of officers.
Second.
All right, thank you, Elaine, for your motion, and Isla for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. We'll look forward to continuing work with those leaders. Our next item of business is a public hearing on the proposal to enter in a general obligation note to not exceed $80,000 to purchase a police vehicle. This is now a public hearing for any comment on that. I appreciate seeing that while, in my opinion, not ideal to loan for a vehicle, the interest rate is local and very competitive and I think responsible, not to exceed, I think it was like
3.75.
Yeah, so a great local rate is of some relief to me. If there's any other comment, this would be the time to take it. Seeing no public comment on that note.
Second.
Thank you, Isla, for the motion and Elaine for the second. And discussion on council, you are welcome to talk after we close the public hearing. So I will ask for the roll on the public hearing being closed.
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Council, I would now welcome discussion on the next item, which is that resolution.
Question, shoot. Is $80,000 included in equipment, getting all the equipment put in, or is it just for the vehicle?
It's not $80,000, it is the $63,552.84, and
it
does include
a
complete
outfit,
the lights.
Getting all the equipment put in, computers, lights, light bar.
Mm-hmm. But you have a bit of margin, so it does not require an unexpected comeback for $200, sounds like. Okay. Other discussion?
I would make the motion that we approve this resolution.
I have the motion from Millie and the second from Fran to approve this resolution. A roll call vote on this discussion. I would just, in the sake of due diligence, this is not a budgeted for item, but I believe there's a plan on how it is budgeted through local option sales tax, emergency, the state law that allows us to use local option sales tax to pay for it. Is that correct? Is there anything else you'd like to share, Kelsey, Deanna? Since each annual payment is $17,700 and change, it's a manageable lift in order to fix the problems within our fleet. So just for transparency, I guess I'll call the question. Would you please call the roll?
Moore?
Yes.
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 Thank you, Council. Thank you, Chief, for your work on fixing this issue. Thank you. Our next two items are separate resolutions, but the first is to authorize tax and levy in the category of junk and trash removal.
Motion to approve resolution authorizing light manufacturing plant removal.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion, and Bethany for the second. A roll call vote on this resolution. Sally, please call the roll.
Yes. Younger?
Yes.
Ernie?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. The next item is also a resolution authorizing levy in the category of final water utility bill.
A motion to approve this resolution.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Fran for the second. A roll call vote as well. Sally, please call that roll.
Yes.
Yes.
Clemson?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Council. Our next two items are related to the cemetery. Thank you, Senator Duvall, for joining us tonight for any questions that Council may have. The first is a resolution that would approve an agreement with Bean and Bean for opening up graves, as Nick is the only employee of the cemetery. And this would allow for flexibility for him, as you can see in his memo. And then, of course, that second item, which I think is relevant, is for it's a job description for a second person, operator one, that would work with Nick. And I believe that is to get nipped up now, but that would be a future hire. I'm not under the impression that we, even though both are on the agenda, we're not like doing both items immediately. Is that correct?
Correct.
What am I missing that you'd like to share? And I'll turn it over to the questions.
So there is no, technically there is no job description for a second person. That's something that job description for. Does it mean that's the direction we're going? Or if we choose to do that, we need to have a job description for that.
Very good. Thank you for that. Council, are there questions, or Deanna, is there anything else that I've missed that you'd like to point out?
No, basically it's just having the contract on an as-needed basis so that when Nick is unavailable, we have someone to take care of opening and closing at the grave.
And I believe this is a similar agreement I've known of the Bean Brothers since I was, I think, 6 years old, and they are very qualified. And I think this agreement is very similar to the other graves that they open. Is there anything that's different? So
I have never heard of them on that.
Maybe it's because of like the cemetery I grew up with, like next to the farm, and the house was built 1867, and all of those little townships that don't have a sexton or just a single sexton would use the Bean Brothers.
Oh yeah, the Bean Brothers are very, very prominent in that business.
It's the family business.
Oh. Yes, complete trust in them.
So it's a matter of just, they would do the work, the cost would be the same. Okay.
I'll be back.
Yes, okay.
I didn't go back and check how the lines were updated.
They're paying them, that's what they will charge costs.
Right, I was curious.
It's cheaper than what we charge.
Okay, it is for cheaper than what we
charge. So we will still make a little bit of money, even though they're doing it.
Okay.
Of course, the goal is not for this to be profitable, but to similarly have income that offsets expense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other questions?
We make a motion. We approve the resolution approving the grave opening and closing agreement with Bean and Bean.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Bethany for the second on this resolution, which would make this agreement exist. Please call that roll, Sally.
Ernest?
Yes.
Lindsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Biden?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Thank you, Council, and Nick and Deanna for your work on this. Our next item in the same category is for the cemetery technician operator one job description.
Second.
Thank you, Bethany, for your motion, and Millie with the second. A simple motion, if I haven't missed discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, that is unanimous by default. Elaine, just to confirm, that was an aye vote?
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. No worries. Just in case I was incorrect. Hey, thanks again, Nick. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Nick.
Our next item for consideration is a resolution to set a public hearing for a budget amendment. Tulsi, thank you for the information in the packet regarding this budget amendment. What would you like to point out to council?
Everything on the top are capital budgets that you all are aware of already. A lot of them are carryover projects or things that recently come to us, like the site plan study, and the bond issue wasn't budgeted for this year because we thought that was last year. So a lot of it is planning. The next section you'll see is basically everything else. The cost for sending off to the academy. The phone that the fire department had to use in the Ringo stuff from the power news, so we are trying to keep the nursing, but that's obviously a cost that we have to pay for to get that. Several of you are aware of the chamber adding employees, and so that's it's completely reimbursed by the chamber, but that's something that we're looking for. We also budgeted for a full-time person in the cemetery if that is hopefully. And not just personal degrees, but whenever that hire happens, at least it's in the budget. And of course, there's a little bit of offset of money there. Have the rehab project, that's a carryover project. The library foundation has been a lot of the stuff that's been done through the gift fund, which is merchant from the foundation. So that. And then bills that have already come through to you guys from the water plant, which you guys as well. That income, but it's $3,000. Not accepted items and the community order before the crisis comes out. So, any questions now or next week? That I tried to give in my spawn column on the right is the description of everything.
So, questions now would be fine. There's also time for questions as this sets a public hearing. We will open the public hearing and then approve the budget amendment if council, as council would need to do. Any questions at this time?
Second.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion and Millie for the second. If I haven't missed discussion, Sally, please call that roll.
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next item is consideration of a resolution that would amend the employee handbook for the City of Washington, Iowa. You have the latest with changes that are basically just for the police department only, as well as the organization chart. There's other proposed changes that there are some questions on that may come back to council in the future, but what is in front of you is only related to the police department. Those changes are only coming to you because the department did not opt to renew their union status with Teamsters. And as a result, instead of having that separate agreement with the union, it then comes under the envelope of all other city employees. And this matches exactly what existed prior, I believe. Chief, am I missing anything? Or Deanna, am I missing anything?
The handbook in several places referred to police union contract, and it did not address several of the items that are in your copy in blue. And basically what was in the contract and what was proposed in our final offer to the union in their contract. It just needed to be reflected in the handbook. Police officers are working 12-hour shifts. Everybody else in the city are at 8 hours, and none of that was ever included in the handbook. It was just something that had been done and referred to in the union stuff. So this lays that out and makes those necessary changes for the office.
For council's information, as I had the privilege to sit on those negotiations, our policy from the time that I've been around is to never reward or penalize union or non-union membership. We have treated all city employees the same. And through those negotiations, whatever happens, union would be matched non-union and vice versa. That is the city philosophy, and it continues. Mm-hmm. Questions on this resolution that would amend the employee handbook?
Make a motion, we approve the amended employee handbook for the city of Washington.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Millie with the second. Have I missed any discussion? Not believing I have. Sally, please call the roll on this resolution.
Moore? Yes.
Rogers? Yes.
Youngberg?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for staying home, Elaine.
Yeah.
I believe that was a unanimous vote. Our next two items are related to the open council seat for Ward 2. Item 10 would be a resolution with intent to appoint. Item 11 would be resolution to seek election. I would recommend no action on item 10 and passing the resolution to give notice to the auditor to hold special election for the reason of multiple inquiries of qualified candidates, as well as the history of not having consensus on appointment and the fact that appointment can even result in petition for election. And those reasons alone, I believe, are sufficient to notify the auditor and do an election. Of course, if council feels different, it's your prerogative.
What is the time, say if we...
Sally has that information. She's been in contact with the auditor's office. Would you please update?
So, in speaking to the auditor's office, it would be a Tuesday in February.
Okay.
Likely the 14th, but that would depend on when that would be filed
and what time. And that would indicate the filing deadline as well. So, it could potentially be Tuesday the 7th or the 14th. I don't think it would go all the way to the 21st of February, but a Tuesday in February.
Okay.
We, by law, have to provide at least
32 days. 32 days, okay.
And this would start that clock.
Mm-hmm.
Other discussion, questions?
You've had more than one person.
And I also don't want to scare potential others away, but there have been three inquiries, and whether we have three that take out papers or whether it's the same three that have inquired, there have been multiple inquiries of individuals, and that's great to see. I think in some ways it's related to having unopposed elections last time, and then people are seeing like, hey, I want to maybe get involved and offer to participate in this role. I'm encouraged by the individuals that are interested.
I think it's always better to let the people decide.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Other discussion?
Questions?
Please.
If one person just decided to file, then you still have to have the election?
I'm pretty sure, yes, because then if one person files, there could still be a write-in campaign potentially. Mm-hmm. We've already gone down that path. It's also official once they file, it's, I believe, disclosable knowledge. So if only one person files and the window still continues on, other interested parties can seek out that information.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions?
They would rehab.
Normally not, but I think it's fine.
I'm just curious if there's other things on the ballot, will it go, or is that just going to be for that award as far as?
It will be an expense that we incur because it will just be for this award. Sometimes, if there's another school election, if like bizarre circumstance lines it up at the same time, they'll do more than one thing, but I don't know of anything else on the radar. It would likely be an election for
just
for Ward 2.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions?
Yes, I
can't gauge their seriousness, but I can. Well, I've always said that I like it when I'm qualified and have experience and interest, and I have no reason to believe they're not serious.
Mm-hmm.
And some have come, like one person let me know, one person let you know, one person let Sally know. So they're those interested candidates' potential come from just different Other discussion?
Motion.
On number 11, please.
Do we have to meet with 10?
No action on item 10.
That's what I would like to motion on, is make a motion on number 11 to do contact the city clerk to give notice to the Washington County Auditor to hold a special election to fill the Washington City Council vacancy.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion. And Bethany, for the second, that's on item 11, resolution to give notice for a special election. Sally, would you please call the roll on that question?
Tigers?
Yes.
Youngblood?
Yes.
Yes.
Blinken?
Yes.
Moore? Yes.
Thank you, Council. And our clerk will give notice. We'll continue forward to the next items. Item 12 is pay app number 7 for NLW subdivision phase 2 for $1,387.
Make a motion to approve the pay application number 7 for NLW subdivision phase 2.
Thank you, Fran. And Isla with the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We will pay that bill. Item 13 is change order number 2 for NLW subdivision phase 2, dollar amount $12,336.90.
I make a motion to approve this change order.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion. And Millie with the second.
Opposite.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion, and Fran with the second. Thank you, Bethany, for the correction.
Some of these, I mean, why aren't we getting these in the
consent agenda?
Yeah,
we change orders and pay applications on engineered projects that exceed this amount just don't, in my history, have not landed in the consent agenda. Would you?
Yeah.
I think there should be a new business so that they're considered.
A change order, but what's a pay application? Is that
pay up is for work that's completed?
Right. Yeah.
And then because say that it's like a $1 million project that they have to outlay expense for the materials, we don't wait until they're completely done and then say, you can have your money now. There's payment as you go, as progress is made. Mm-hmm. Hence pay applications that number based off the project.
Okay.
And then change orders, I think, due to transparency, depending on what the reason for that change order may be.
That I usually.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I believe, there was a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. For the same reason. The next item is NLW subdivision phase 2 pay app number 8, 29-292-07.
Basically accepting the project complete and then authorizing that in 30 days we can make the final pay application.
Which is also important to note, because accepting the project as complete definitely is beneficial to have knowledge.
Okay. A motion to approve this resolution.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion. Fran for the second on this resolution. A roll call vote. I haven't missed discussion. Sally, please call that roll.
Yes.
Ernie?
Yes.
Winston? Yes.
Moore? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Council. The next item is pay up number 4 for Country Club View subdivision, totaling $108,892.80. As you'll see in the packet, this is split between ourselves and the developer, but that amount exists as I stated it.
Motion to approve pay up number 4, Country Club.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion, and Bethany for the second. A simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Our final item of new business is the first reading proposed of an ordinance that would amend Chapter 6304, speed changes. These are on Highway 92 to match DOT recommendations. For, I believe, a 5-mile-an-hour change, which makes total sense because pulling out of some of those developed places referred to in the memo requires my fuel consumption to be like 2 miles a gallon because I have to push the accelerator so aggressively to not get, sorry, it's too much information, but like you have to really get on it, like pulling out of Ace River, it's 50 miles an hour from both directions.
Oh,
for instance, this is that area and will make not a huge adjustment, but a 5-mile-an-hour adjustment is proposed. Am I missing anything?
We make a motion to the first reading of the ordinance amending chapter 63.04 speed zone.
Great. So I have a motion and I have a second discussion.
Well, I saw this planning was discussed in 2020. Mm-hmm. Do you know when they actually did their planning?
It was in 2020 and we just got it.
So at that time, we didn't have the new developments that are going in now.
Yeah.
Near Walmart. Right? Okay. And this, the 45 miles per hour, I'm looking at the map. It looks like it starts around that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, a little bit.
West of it.
Yeah. I just wonder if have they been already knowing about our development that a little further, but we have a remap.
I didn't quite so. The first map is showing the speed limit changes, and the second map is it showing, what is that? That is it something to do with the speed of the, that they've observed?
The second map is what it currently is.
And with the laser data collection, that box, is that showing what the speeds are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what's the question?
What that
has to do with the laser data collection for when they did the study of the speed limits and the 85th percentile of the speed that was observed. So I'd assume, you know, you're an educator. I'm just using deductive reasoning that of all of the speeds observed, that's the percentile. They provide us the 85th percentile, and that's what the speed was. The 43 miles an hour being the 85th percentile compared to the 40 mile an hour speed limit, 49, 5th, etc.
Those two. Okay.
Similar when Chief gives us data from the speed trailer, occasionally there's maybe an airplane or a wild motorcycle giving a 103 mile an hour reading in a 35.
Whoa.
But we don't, but then by using a percentile, it will eliminate outliers to provide a better idea of the data, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, you're in this field.
All right.
Well, this seems reasonable.
Yeah, me too. I think so.
I don't remember.
You have a first and a second.
Yes. And this was discussion. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
You are pro tem. All right. So I believe we're ready to call the question. Sally, please do that.
Ernest? Yes. Moore?
Yes.
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 Thank you, counsel. This will move to a second reading at our next meeting. We'll move into old business. Deanna, I meant to ask about this earlier this morning. Should we untable this item yet?
Well, we need to untable it and then ask for a vote not to approve it. Basically what we want to do, because I don't want this to be approved.
Can we untable and then take no action? Would that do the same thing?
Yes.
Instead of voting no? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same thing. Motion we untable.
Second.
The extension for downtown investment grant for Brandon Building.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion to untable. Who's my second? Millie with the second to untable. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Yes.
More.
Yes.
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 Yes. And that item is now untabled. Should have probably realized that Kevin wasn't here earlier. So that item is now untabled. In lieu of voting on this resolution and voting it down per Deanna's recommendation, let's take no action. And then that can go back to Main Street, correct? Or what's the next step?
You'll go to the next item on the agenda and that will take care of it.
Oh.
Oh, the one approving payment.
Right.
Oh, instead of an extension, we're going to approve payment.
Right.
Gotcha. So the item approving an extension is untabled. We will recommend taking no action on that extension and instead taking action on the old business item payment too.
Okay.
And then on our next agenda, there will be no old business. Council.
Motion to approve. resolution approving the payment for Granite Building.
Thank you. I look for your motion. Stephanie for the second. Sorry for my confusion. Sally, please call the roll on that resolution approving payment.
Moore?
Yes.
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 Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining for tonight's meeting. We do have closed session on the agenda. You're welcome to wait outside to rejoin after closed session, if you would so choose. Those joining online, you have a moment, but once we go into closed session, I'll have to ask that you log off and I will pause the recording. Council, this is per Iowa Code 21.5J, the same listed reason for closed session at our last meeting, where you requested some more information. I believe this is a legal purpose that is justifiable to go into closed session. Do you have any disagreement, Deanna?
No.
All right, council, I would ask for a motion to go into closed session.
Second.
Fran with the motion and Isla with the second. Sally, when you're ready, would you please call the roll on going into closed session?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Ernest? Yes.
Yes. And we'll now go into closed session. I will pause the recording. I have resumed the recording. Also by request, I've texted Kaylin, who was asked to rejoin once we go out of closed session. We are out of closed session. Pursuant to Iowa Code, there has been no action taken. We will continue on our agenda with department reports. Chief, we're out of closed session. No action was taken. Jennifer, of course. Department reports, please.
Oh, there he is.
All right. Please.
The November report was included in your packet. So we look at some year-end things and put information together for the next fiscal year's budget. And just to make council aware, so we can continue our participation and compliance with a federal law enforcement program and a presidential executive order, we've had to make some changes to our policies on our special purpose vehicles. So we're adjusting those policies, and one of those changes requires us to include that in a public notice. So what we'll do when I do our annual reports, which normally we did in February, early March, that will be included in there. So you'll see a different typing format in one section of our annual report that will include our special purpose vehicles and the use for that, so that we're complying with a new federal guideline.
Thank you, Chief, for that update. Of course, if you have any questions on that, you can get with the Chief on it. Anything else to report? You mentioned weather related to, I was looking at November's report and the month-to-month difference and weather changes, and so maybe that's behavior.
I looked at my app just now, and now looking like for many challenges in the next 48 hours.
And that was
only the 30s, so
it's changed so many times. Yeah, you know how Kelsey gets. I'm not a pre-sufferer with the weather, like it's just we talked through it, like it is until it gets here.
Yeah,
this is why I struggled so much with the again. I think I declared one snow emergency because of all of this, did not snow.
Yeah, but maybe that's why it didn't start.
You've got to wait.
See, yeah. You're right. You have power. You have
No Kevin tonight. Where is Kevin?
He had another meeting tonight.
It's strange. And Deanna.
I don't have anything more unless there's questions on my report.
No, thank you for your weekly update. You have been busy. Once around, let's start from the inside and work out. Millie, do you have anything for our attention?
No, I don't think I have anything really. I'm enjoying all the East Adams Street. It's beautiful and wide and very nice, and all the houses going up. And
and I meant about Which is great. I mentioned East Adams in the next newsletter, which for council's information will come out shortly. It's being finalized. I'm using my space to kind of do a 2022 year in review.
Yeah, it's good.
And there's a lot to put in there, which is great.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I guess nothing special. There is a lot of building activity down in the South Third Ward. There are houses on South 16th and it looks like lots of dirt moving around over on NLW. So,
Perfect. Elaine, did you have anything for our attention?
I sure did. First of all, I want to say I was absolutely honored to go to Mia's graduation. If you've never been to an Academy graduation, it was just amazing. It was amazing that you could tell the energy in the air, how proud they were of what they had done. And I was so proud of her, and it was an honor to be in the presence of the people that attended. It was just a fantastic day. I thoroughly enjoyed it. To our fire department, to at least two of our firemen went to the Marengo fire. And I want to say how amazing the teamwork that was done to bring that fire under control. The fact that from many counties away, people went in and to help these people. It reminded me of the tornado. I can remember ambulances and fire department coming in to town after the tornado. Faster than I could believe. I had no idea the extent of the damage we had, and they were already there. So I'm very proud of our fire department for extending their team. Something that I again want to say they had our group had to take foam from IRE to Marengo. They did not have a way to transport it. They ended up, thank goodness, DeLong Construction let us borrow their trailer to transport that foam up there. But this just brings back my concern earlier. We never thought, the need for that foam would come to fruition. And here, within weeks after discussing it, it did. I do have a concern. My understanding is the railroad is not interested in talking to us anymore about the trailer. So we're going to have to think about that further down the road. How long we can wait, I don't know. But I do want to bring that to everybody's attention.
Thank you. Thank you, Elaine. Fran.
Anticipating a lot of snow. Look at the school for me.
Well, at this rate, it keeps shrinking.
It keeps shrinking.
It was almost 8 inches, and now it's just 4 inches.
Minnesota's forecast, 1 to 7, 8 inches of snow. Kind of covered the whole game bit, so
very, very good.
All good.
Bethany, you have the last word.
Yeah. Good question, Anna. Are we planning to have the budget discussed in January?
Yes.
Do we have a schedule yet?
Well, I just sent it out today, so I'm waiting to make sure that it is okay with the mayor.
Oh,
yeah. I have a proposed schedule.
Okay.
Starting in January.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to start in January. Okay.
Perfect.
So, reminder, I will be out the first week of January out of town, but I'm planning to join the
room. Perfect. Were you here last year during budget time? I'm so sorry.
No.
You joined it? Of course you did. I knew that. It all blurs together for better or worse. It's been a 10-year. Okay. We mostly stick it with the first and the third. There's maybe two or three extra meetings required. Mm-hmm. It used to be 8 additional meetings, but as we've had more tenure and diligence with doing our due diligence. It hasn't been necessary to have that many. I'll get with Deanna and we'll make sure you get the information as soon as possible. Okay. What I'm just looking at does not have a conflict with your absence.
Well, I'm also out of town. All right. Out of the country, but
no, I don't think I have it.
I don't see anything on the 10th either. It looks like there would be, because there's 5 Tuesdays in January. Yeah. So.
Yeah, really.
As, okay. As makes sense. Yeah.
Great. Just want to say thanks to all the city staff and employees for a great year. And I've learned a lot working with you over 7 or 8 months since I joined. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
lovely.
All right. Motion for
adjourn. I have a motion and a second and a happy holidays. And yeah. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Merry Christmas.
Post same sign. We are
Merry Christmas.
Goodbye, Kayla. I'll send you a picture or something. All right. Goodbye, everyone.